You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strong Tune, in a totally different world now. This is Used to Be by Womb. We're going to be having a chat with Charlotte shortly about a brand new song that's out this morning and some exciting stuff on the horizon for the band. Used to Be by Womb. That song still manages to absolutely devastate me in the best possible way every time. Hello, Cello, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, it's so nice to speak with you on a very exciting day for Womb. You guys have just announced a brand new single with a beautiful video created by Martin Sagadan and a new album, which is very special, Dreaming of the Future Again. How are you feeling?
Excited, yeah. We don't hate it, which is a good feeling.
That is a good feeling to come to the end of a project and not hate it. Definitely one, a win, a big win for an artist. It's been a long time in the making, by the sounds of it. You've all been squirreled away writing on music throughout the pandemic and releasing, you know, a couple of EPs and some tracks that have very much soundtracked the last few years for me, and I know for a lot of the listeners. What's been the headspace you've all been in when you've been trying to create these sounds?
Well, thanks for listening to everything first. And yeah, I guess it's been like ups and downs, I'd say. It's nice to come to the end of it. There's definitely times when we couldn't see the end in sight. So yeah, it's been a ride.
And I remember when we talked to you during one of the lockdowns, you'd all been separated for a time, which is unusual for siblings to not really be able to spend that time with each other. What's the recording process and the writing process looks like for these tracks? Have you been able to be back in the same space? What's the, I guess, the dynamic looks like?
Well, I think that has actually made this album probably sound quite different, because we still ended up being, you know, distance from each other in that time, and like we're going to be going on tour later in the year, but we actually need to learn how to play all these songs live because we've never actually played a lot of them in the same space. So yeah, and that's, we've never done that style. Like usually it's all kind of being formed together. So yeah, I think it's created quite a different sound for this album.
Yeah, totally. That's going to be a really interesting process, finding a new way to perform it. But I'm sure you'll be able to find a beautiful way of doing that, because you have that special relationship of not just, you know, long-time bandmates and collaborators, but also of being family. Do you guys find you have a bit of a shorthand when you're working together?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's kind of wild. Like, I think I've just been realizing more and more like how much of our music making is kind of based on intuition together, and just, you know, we don't even have to like say, do this thing, do this thing, do this thing. We all just pick up on it and we're all kind of already doing it. So it's pretty rare and magical, I'd say.
There's something quite, I think, distinct we're starting to hear from artists who have been, you know, working on their music over the pandemic, and sort of regardless of the type of music you make, there is a sort of vein of introspectiveness that's coming through. Do you feel like this is an introspective album for you guys? I mean, that's kind of a big part of your music making anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yes, definitely. But yeah, I guess that's kind of at the heart of our music anyway. Like, I don't think I'm like the best communicator in my real life. Music is like the space where that zone can kind of like, I don't know, do my best communicating through music, I guess. So yeah, but it's probably a bit more now, like with, I don't know, I feel like everyone went through quite a metamorphosis in lockdown in a lot of ways.
I always think that's so interesting with artists like yourself who say maybe in your personal life you don't feel like you're very good at communicating your feelings. When you write these songs that sort of seem to get to the quick of really big feelings so succinctly, like used to be, it's brutal and it's beautiful, and I'm sure everybody can relate to it in some part of their life. When you are writing, what kind of headspace do you have to be in? Do you find songs just come to you, or is it really a sit down and just sort of scratch it out process?
I kind of like detest the sit down scratch it out process. We definitely tried to do that as little as possible, and like, yeah, I think the songs are best when they are needed, I guess. Like I'm writing them because I need to. I would much rather do it that way than be like, oh wait, we need one last song on the album, that kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. I'm really in love with the album cover that you've got. Is this one of Georgette's artworks?
Yeah, that's a beautiful drawing painting by Georgie, and our brother has done all the design for it. So yeah, we're kind of like struggling for ages with what the album design would look like, and then that painting like is in our kitchen anyway, and we looked up one day and we're like, oh my god, like that's the album cover, like right there. It's been there all along. So yeah, it's exciting to have that piece.
That's awesome. I quite like that there's a sort of element of DIY still in the way this has been created, even though you are releasing via Flying Nun, which must be pretty exciting too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I think wanting to like retain both those things, like it's such an honor to be working with Flying Nun, and they've just been amazing with all of this. And then they're kind of just perfect though, because I feel like we still get to have a lot of our own, you know, say and vision involved. So yeah, it's quite a beautiful collaboration, I'd say.
Yeah, totally. I want to know a wee bit about the process of making this music video for Oceans, which is the single out today. You've worked with Martin many times mm-hmm. before. They're an old friend of yours. What's it like mm-hmm. when you are, I guess, coming up with ideas for videos with Martin?
Just kind of the funnest thing ever. Martin is just, just such a beautiful person and just so extremely talented. I think, again, they're like a really fun person to collaborate because they bring their vision and we bring ours, and it kind of meets somewhere in the middle. So it's, a beautiful way to work with someone. And, this music video kind of started, I had this kind of original idea, and then I was telling it to Haz, and he, hated my idea. But then I mentioned, I was like, oh, and I was thinking, this Rain Machine moment, and then, Hazzy, really latched onto that, and kind of, I think the whole music video is kind of around the Rain Machine, really.
The Rain Machine moment is very good. I don't know what the weather's like in Pōneke this morning, but it's a suitably grey, moody day in Tamaki Makaurau for, I think, soaking up the atmosphere of this track and the video
as perfect.
Well.
Yeah, it's pouring down here, so that's perfect.
Nice, perfect womb release weather. It's all cosmic. I must have known it was going on. When is Dreaming of the Future Again going to be out in the world?
Extremely soon. So we're looking at November 11th as the release day.
Oh, that's so exciting. That is not far away at all. Well, we better get stuck mm-hmm. into this first single, I reckon. Cello, thank you so much for speaking with us. Have a really lovely rest of your day. And congrats on this exciting news.
Thank
you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.